awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Wednesday.
Yes, it is. No, it's not. Changed it. It's Tuesday again.
Man, my throat is killing me.
You losing your voice?
I think from screaming yesterday.
Screaming at the baseball game.
Yeah, yesterday, baseball game, Little League.
Baseball.
And friends. Made a lot of friends at the baseball game.
Fun times.
Shout out to friends.
Shout out to friends.
Because friends are friends forever.
The Lord's a Lord of them.
Yeah. So, it's what I've heard. I mean, I don't know if that's true. But that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what he's heard.
Yeah. So, I feel like that's true.
It could be.
Yes, it is Wednesday, and I'm excited. We've got a great show today. We've got tickets.
Oh, to what?
Toby Mac, Skillet, and Lecrae, which is better than the ticket that I have.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got a ticket yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Now, before you freak out, because I know you guys know I'm above reproach. I mean, I'm a model citizen.
Model citizen.
We went and we were at Nob Hill yesterday, taking Copper Lily around town.
Showing them the cool spots.
Trying to convince them that they just need to move here.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
But it's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Tim.
And I was trying to be, again, model citizen. I said, hey, I should probably go check that meter to see see how we're doing, because I popped in an hour's worth. And I walked back, and as we were walking around the corner, we saw the, parking police. And it was like, no!
They were there.
But I'm right here!
And they drove off, and there it was.
It's too late. He had already printed it.
Yep.
So.
That's what happens.
Moral of the story is, make one of your friends stay behind in the car, so when the meter runs out, they can just feed it more quarters.
Or just put in extra.
I tried.
We didn't know.
I don't know.
Poor Astro Zombies, their shipment schedule got all crazy yesterday.
Yeah.
But we got to meet a real-life comic book writer.
Yeah, Marjorie Liu.
That was pretty cool. She just popped into the store with her boyfriend, and everybody realized who she was, and so people immediately started going, could you sign this? And they were, bringing some of her stuff out.
Yeah, I may or may not have nerded out.
Yeah, you nerded out. And then...
I felt like an idiot.
That was awesome. And her boyfriend guy looked like this little just...
guy.
Just dude. Glasses.
Just kind of chill.
Kind of hipster-looking older fella.
Oh, Pulitzer Prize-winning author.
Yeah. Steve-O looked him up, and he's on the board for the Pulitzer now.
Yeah, you know.
He was giving he was reading, doing a reading.
Yeah,
or she was at UNM yesterday.
He was at UNM, yeah.
And it was pretty cool.
Yeah, she wrote Astonishing X-Men, X-23, currently rocking Black Widow.
Black Widow. And we talked to her about how we don't like DC's New 52.
It was pretty great. Marvel.
But we do like Batman Eternal. We talked to her about that one.
Man, oh man.
Oh.
Good times.
Good times. Great old days.
Yeah, we got a great show today. I'm excited. Astro Zombies has been kind enough to sponsor Comics Corner. So, Comics Corner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Got a lot of books to review. We've got tickets for Toby Mac, Skillet, and Lecrae. Your chance to win them coming up sooner than you think.
Oh, no.
So, you got to keep it locked here. On the way, we got some Muse, some American authors, and right now, the newest of newest.
The Fray.
Brand new. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
If I know one thing, that's true. It ain't what you say.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
And now the news for you.
The news for you.
The news for you.
I like it.
The news for yous to use.
Doug's messing with that mic in there. Preemptive care.
Strike?
Well, I don't think he's striking it. Are you striking that mic? That's what's wrong with it, Doug. Everyone's talking about that teenager who survived a flight over the Pacific in the wheel well of a jet. I think we mentioned it the other day, but now, yeah, it's definitely become a big headline. They're thinking, well, the last thing I read said they think the kid, like, went into a hibernative state or something.
Really?
Started hibernating like a bear. And that's how he survived. I don't trust bears, number one, because they tried to kill me that one day.
That's true. I was there. I was there.
Man. Okay, so the story goes, this kid snuck, got in a fight with his parents, was going to run away. Snuck into an airplane, like, just snuck onto the airplane and got up in the wheel.
Yeah.
And then flew from L.A., right, to Hawaii and lived. Planes are way up in the air, and it is very, very cold.
Can I give you some breaking news?
I would love it.
The author of Astonishing X-Men tweeted me.
Steve-O! Steve-O!
She said it was great meeting me.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tweet her and say, it was okay meeting you and see what happens. I wanted you to hold my shoes. Yesterday, I got a new pair of shoes, and I was just carrying them around like an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then you took that picture, and it looks like I have a gut.
I'm sorry!
No, it's my
fault. We met the author of Astonishing X-Men, X-23,
Black Widow.
NYX, Black Widow.
What is NYX?
It was a mini with X-23.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome.
X-23 is one of Steve-O's favorite characters.
It really is.
He really did nerd out when he realized who this person was yesterday. Yeah. We're standing there. People were kind of crowding around her. They're picking out all these graphic novels for her to sign and Astro Zombies. And we're like, who is that? And Steve-O's like, oh, no, I'm going to figure it out. So I'm waiting there. I'm talking to Tim. We're hanging out. And then all of a sudden, I hear from somewhere in the store, and it was Steve-O.
She favorited, retweeted, and commented on my photo.
What does this mean? What does this mean for you?
I feel like I got to start a new life, guys.
I don't know. I feel like her Pulitzer Prize-winning boyfriend might not read anything into that. Because he's too busy with the Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah. I'm good with words, too, man.
A new orchid species has been discovered. Since you're good with words, what would you name it?
A new orchid species?
A new orchid species.
Orcanus.
Neat.
Yeah.
The New York Knicks fired their entire coaching staff.
Wow.
What happened?
Well, the Knicks sucked. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be great. At the beginning of the season, some said, dude, playoffs for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
It's the Knicks.
For sure.
Melo's going to take them all the way this time.
And?
They didn't even make the playoffs.
Dang, dude.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
Dang, dude.
And they had a good squad. I thought they had a relatively good squad.
Basketball is full of squads.
The Wizards made the playoffs instead.
Yeah, what a bunch of maroons.
Yeah, they're only two up on the Bulls right now. They took them in Chicago. So, yeah, I feel like the Wizards, I want to call them the Bullets.
They might be casting their spell.
Yeah.
Ah, Magic Johnson. Orlando Magic, Wizards. Who came first? The Magic or the Wizard? Answer me that.
That's harder than the chicken or the egg, because let's say the Wizard was born, so you would say, well, the Wizard, but what if he was born with those abilities,
right,
like you see in some, so then did the Magic come first because it was like...
Right. Well, which team came first, the Magic or the Wizards?
I feel like Magic did, because the Wizards aren't that old of a team.
That's your answer. A woman found a bird leg in her bag of Dole spinach. That's cool.
Okay.
A bird leg.
Okay.
Watch out for your spinach, friends.
Ugh.
British woman visiting Sri Lanka is being deported for having a tattoo of Buddha, something that's considered very disrespectful in that culture. See you, lady. Good luck next time.
Yeah.
A researcher has found the funniest city in America to be. Drum roll. Doug was even drum rolling in there. Chicago!
What?
I don't believe it.
Okay.
What a joke. I did it. Police attached explosives to a rental car at the Anchorage airport in order to train bomb-sniffing dogs, but then a customer drove off in said car.
Okay.
So that's good. At Alaska, they don't play. That is the land of vampires.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you drove off with the bomb car. If it blows up, it's your fault, friend. Shouldn't have drove off. customer that paid for that vehicle. Health experts say that the U.S. is about to be hit by the chikungunya virus.
The what?
Oh, no. Look up WebMD.
Oh, great.
You pull this thing up. Right. I got to know if I've got it.
WebMD, the what virus?
If you get sunburnt, does that mean you've got it? Because I got sunburnt.
I know. We both got sunburn at Little League yesterday.
Guys, no, I got sunburn at lunch.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. When I was back home in the East, I could stay outside for a couple hours and not get sunburnt. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're out for a while, sunburn. Here in this mile-high desert plateau, whatever, I stay outside for 20 minutes. Burnt.
All right.
It's not fun. Doug, do you get sunburnt? He says no. I'm the only one. And I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable, and it can get itchy. And I need to wear sunscreen all the time, and that's a bummer. I need to find like a lotion sunscreen combo where I can, it's two birds with one stone, because it's so dry out here. And this, I'm talking to myself now.
Are you ready?
You guys don't need to know this. Yes.
Okay. Do you have any rashes?
Mm-mm.
Fever?
No.
Severe joint pain?
No.
Okay.
Am I good?
I feel like you're okay.
What if your face kind of resembles that of a bird?
Nope.
Or perhaps a buffalo?
Chikungunya is a rare viral infection transmitted by the bite of an infected mosquito. So,
oh, great.
Good
well,
job.
There's barely any mosquitoes out here.
Oh, why did you say that?
There are.
I guess comparatively to the south, maybe,
good grief.
But I feel like I get eaten alive
no
every
way,
summer.
Dude. Out here, if we're close to the Rio Grande, yes.
Okay.
Anywhere else? Not really. There might be one. I remember getting one mosquito bite last summer here in New Mexico. One. As opposed to Mississippi, where if you go outside and you get one mosquito bite, it's like a miracle from the Lord. Because you're getting like tons of mosquito bites.
Yeah, primarily occurs in tropical areas of the world. So I have a feeling we are okay.
Florida, watch out.
Yep.
Top Chef host Padma Lashki, who's 43, is dating Richard Gere, who's 64. If either of those was in the things, then we win. So there you go, Doug. Ha! Beat you. Beat you at your own game. You don't mess with me. I'm smarter than the average bear.
You really are.
Yeah. Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Let's go get a picnic basket.
But Yogi...
South Korea intelligence has spotted an increased amount of suspicious activity at North Korea's nuclear test site. It's theorized that they are creating Godzilla.
Oh, beautiful. Can't wait.
He's going to pop out just as the movie releases. It's going to be an awesome international tie-in.
I love it.
Make more money.
Gosh, good job, Korea. You're really doing it. Really doing it.
In 2012, the boys were just back in Colorado Springs from Afghanistan and celebrating at the Carry-On Saloon. With a night of karaoke. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's how we do.
Karaoke is one of my favorite things in this world.
It really is. You do
enjoy
karaoke.
I will own you at karaoke.
You do tend to own people at karaoke.
Last year, Mr. Joey Belleville had a party,
mm-hmm.
and this dude, Shamon, mm-hmm. was his nickname, and he had done a great Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And he Brian danced. Emerson. He can sing.
Yeah.
Whole shebang. He got done, and I said, that's cute. And then I got up there and did... The Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Wait, you did what?
Summer of 69. That's what I did. I got my first real C-string. Boarded at the 5 and 9. Played it till my finger bled. It was the summer of 69. Kick it! Me and some guys from school. Had a band and we tried real hard. Dougie quit, Steve-O got married.
Yep.
Should've known we'd never get far. Yeah. Anyway, I was up on the bar and walking around and stuff. It was great. It's a key to good karaoke is
it
involving
really is.
The people in the room.
You have to. It's a must.
Preferably you pick somebody you don't really know, and then all of a sudden they're in the song, they're like, oh my gosh, that's my best friend up there. Oh. And then they clap, and then you win. Money. No money. Anyway, these guys were out for some karaoke. One grabbed the straw hat covered with signatures, wishing him well that hangs on a hook at the bar, and he wore it proudly as he took the stage with three friends. Back by the karaoke machine, the four men, belted courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, and other Toby Keith favorites that Doug loves so much that are meant to honor the military. And a few weeks later, bar owner LaShawn Carey was fined $21,000 for not having permission to play Keith's music in her establishment. You may not know it, but bar, restaurant, cafes, and other business owners, plus this radio station, dang it, pay fees to play music for you.
Yeah.
What's happening? Songwriters and song publishers get paid when their tunes are performed, quote unquote, for others, even if that performance is from a CD in a bar.
And wow.
This is not the first time I've heard of this happening. A lot of bars.
Unbelievable.
You got to be careful if you're a small business owner with a karaoke machine.
Well, it's a good thing we own Brian Adams.
Yeah, we bought him the other day at the mall.
Those Canadians are so quick to sell themselves.
They are. They're like, hey. Hey, guy.
Hey, buddy.
You need a soul?
Yeah.
I think I've got one somewhere. And then you just buy them. They're cheap. They are cheap. I'm here to tell you right now, all Canadian people are cheap.
Stop it.
If there's a Canadian listening right now, you're cheap.
Unless it's Celine Dion, in which case you have to spend $147 million to see her in Vegas.
And she is priceless.
Okay.
There's a difference
in
this world. Yeah. What?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to kill you.
I know you love her.
No, I'm going to kill you.
You know what? Okay. This is a weird setup to a TV show because what happens is I step off a curb somehow and die now.
Yep.
And then you're the prime suspect because on a radio show, you said you were going to kill me, idiot.
But then it turns into a comedy because your ghost comes back and we're buddies.
Oh,
and
hey.
It's a ghost comedy.
It's a ghost comedy.
It's a ghost comedy.
No one saw that coming.
Ah!
Me and Jack from Titanic. It's a three-piece.
No.
Okay.
Seattle resident Ryan Beats, or Bites, I don't know, just up and decided one day he was going to start collecting a classic film. The 1994 cinematic masterpiece that is known as Speed.
Okay.
Starring Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, Doug's favorite movie.
It's a great film, Doug.
Yeah, that Speed. It's all part of what he calls the World Speed Project, which he chronicles on his blog. The goal of this project is to collect every single VHS copy of Speed that
exists. I have
a copy! He wants it.
I have a copy for you, man.
So why did he get this sudden need for Speed,
okay,
if you will? It
all
started with Ryan bought each of his family members a VHS copy of the flick for Christmas one year when he was super broke. And then spiraled on from there, downward spiral, down into depression. He says what really cemented it was when he went to a pawn shop and they had 30 copies. He bought every copy, 11 cents per copy. He says the most he'll pay for a copy is maybe $4.
Man, what about shipping? You know, it's just going to cost me to ship it to you.
He now has over 500 copies
okay.
of Speed, and he's even trying to turn his 15-passenger van into a replica of the bus from the movie. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your breaking news for this morning.
What?
January 3rd. 1984.
We should try and turn the Subaru into the Ecto...
The Ectoplasmic Balagam Chomp.
Yes. Yes.
The car from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Which I don't think Celeste has ever seen.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Last night...
Making it a movie night.
At the baseball game, I believe that's what she said. I was so shocked that I'm not sure if I heard her correctly.
Right.
I think it was one of those things where she started talking and I was filling in blanks before she could finish the sentence, and that's what I filled in. So either she hasn't seen it or I made that up. We'll know today.
We will.
We'll do some investigation. And
here
we'll
soon. Some investigative reporting. That's coming up, but in the meantime, it's time for birthdays
it's
with intern Doug.
Oh, we
intern
almost had
Doug.
It.
Almost. Someday. One of these days.
One day.
Good morning, intern Doug.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Doug.
Hey.
How's the cave treating you? You doing all right in there?
It's good
okay.
until this microphone explodes.
All right. Hey, you know?
Well
no promises.
The Alaskan police force probably put a bomb in there.
Wow.
Probably.
I said it. I'm not afraid of consequences, be they legal or political.
Today is April 23rd, 2014, day 113. There are 252 days remaining in your year.
Go!
First up, director Michael Moore.
Michael Moore?
You didn't even give us a chance to guess.
Of such documentaries as, what did he make? Bowling for Columbine. What's the one?
That's why you didn't let us guess.
What's the one?
What's the other one? He did that movie. Political Stuff. Dude.
He's done a bunch of them.
Political guy.
Okay, how old's Michael Moore?
Not Peter Jackson, but right. Kind of weird. Oddly looks like yes. Guillermo del Toro. Yells, Peter Jackson had a baby.
I've got a megaphone!
He's 50.
Michael Moore is 54 years old today.
He is 60 years old Dang. Today.
Hey, real quick, Pat and Annette Lopez from Las Cruces would love to give a big birthday shout-out to their son, Matthew Lopez, who turned 16 today. You get the keys, Matthew!
Sweet 16!
You get the keys!
Congratulations, buddy, you made it.
They love you, and they wish you many, many blessings, including the brand-new vehicle that they bought. No, I don't know if they got
amazing.
Your car. But...
And you get
birthday.
A car, and you,
and
get,
you
a car.
Get a car, and you get a car, and you.
Okay, next up,
thanks.
From Serving in Silence, Life with Judy Garland, Me and My Shadows, The Starter Wife, Winter of Our Dreams, Heatwave, High Tide, Impromptu, Naked Lunch, Absolute Power, Deconstructing Harry, The Reagans, The Breakup, and The Eye of the Storm.
Can you name one movie that I have seen?
The Breakup?
The Breakup.
Who is that? Oh, Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston?
Is it yeah. Vince Vaughn?
Oh, that movie was terrible.
Is it Vince Vaughn?
No, it's Judy Davis.
Judy Davis.
No. No. 80.
I don't care about her, Doug.
I don't know who she is.
I think she's 42.
She's 59.
Okay, obviously not who I was thinking.
Doug is my friend. Hey, if your name is Matthew Lopez and you turned 16, I don't know if your parents bought you a car. Sorry.
Congratulations, though.
In case they did.
Yeah.
I wish I would have gotten a car when I was 16. That
yeah,
been
me
awesome.
Too. That
okay,
been
go ahead, Doug. Sorry.
Next up, she is known as playing Sydney Hansen in Providence and as Detective Stella Bonacera in CSI New York.
Will you please just find somebody who was born today that we know?
Doug, you're doing a good job.
Maybe
Don't
I will.
To this guy.
Enter
Maybe
Doug.
I can't make him be born today.
Yes, you can, Doug.
God.
Use your powers. Use your ISO booth powers. Change the course of history.
Melina Kenakaris.
Melina Kenakaris? I don't know. Kenakaris about it anymore than I don't. I don't care about it.
Was she in Heat?
Didn't say.
That is a rude question to ask.
Heat, the movie with...
yeah, was she in it? Gosh, my friend, I'm sorry, audience. My friend has no tact.
It was a film with Val Kilmer.
I bet it was. Mister, I met the lady
De Niro,
yesterday.
De Pacino, Marjorie Liu. You don't call her the lady.
The lady?
That's my lady.
Okay.
Okay.
This lady is out here in the
46.
Field. She's 42.
She is 47.
I'm going to guess 42 until
so
somebody is 42.
Close.
That's it.
I was off by
Today
one.
I'm guessing 42.
Come on. What? Van Halen?
What's his face?
Eddie Van Halen?
No, the singer.
No.
Oh, David Lee Roth?
David Lee Roth.
No, she is known for her roles as Barbara Cooper Royer on the sitcom One Day at a Time, Gloria on Touched by an Angel, Melanie Moretti on the sitcom Hot in Cleveland, and she is married to Eddie Van Halen.
Okay.
You could have played Gloria! Gloria!
Man, this should be one of our intros, man.
This is a good. This one should replace Footloose.
There you go.
Yes.
We're just going to have Van Halen every day for
Okay.
Ryan.
This lady, married to Eddie Van Halen. Take that into context.
60.
61.
She's 54.
Oh, man. We
he married.
Not...
He got him a youngin', you know about it.
Next up, from House...
What's his face?
Hugh Laurie.
The Van Wilder and the Harold and Kumar films.
Kumar.
Yes.
He was also like, he left because he was like, I'm political now. I'm going to go work for Obama.
Is it Kumar? What's his name?
Yes, Cal Penn.
Cal Penn.
That's what it is. And what else was he in that we saw recently? Wait. Nope, I was with Nuke in Nashville.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. We were watching SVU, and this guy was the bad guy in the episode.
Really?
Yes. You can always... Okay. Life hack. If you're watching Law & Order SVU, the bad guy's always going to be the guest star.
Of course
So
it
if
is.
You see a super famous person just randomly, there's your bad guy.
Yeah.
Case solved. There it is. If there's more than one, I can't help you.
Yeah.
All right, Kumar.
Kumar is... 42.
34.
He is 37 years old today.
I was going with your number. I was going to steal it from you.
Next up, from Slumdog Millionaire, Whoa. The Last Airbender, The Best Exotic Marigold, and The Newsroom.
He was the bad guy, the fire bad guy in The Last Airbender.
I didn't see that movie.
You didn't see that movie? Oh, it was fantastic.
Uh-huh. I bet it was. That's what happens when you hear from all your friends. Have you ever seen the cartoon? No?
I've never seen the cartoon.
Better than the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I will not be
seeing
it.
It's M. Night, bro. Everything he does is magic.
Yeah, his career disappeared like a magic spell.
Oh, nicely done.
Hey, you know what, though? Devil wasn't bad.
Devil was not bad
at
all.
Creepy,
that movie was crazy.
But he only helped with that movie.
Yeah.
He didn't direct it. Lady in the Water, which I used
fantastic.
To not care about. We watched it the other day.
The movie's
it's
amazing.
It's a great movie. You should go back
I'm
and
so
watch
glad
Lady
we made
in the
you
Water.
Watch that again.
Yeah, you should go back and watch it. Everybody, go back and watch it. It's better than you think.
It is modern day, like, never-ending story. It is a fairy tale.
There's no Falcor going,
yeah, that's true. You got
okay,
the dogs.
This
instead.
Person.
Okay. Okay. Who was it again? Oh, the dude from Slumdog. Okay.
Dev Patel.
He is 32.
He is 27.
He is 24 years old today.
Gosh, what have I done with my life?
I know what you've done.
Okay, yes, you do.
Next up, he played Heath Barkley in the TV series The Big Valley. He played Steve Austin in The $6 Million Man.
Oh!
And Colt Seavers in The Fall Guy.
Dang it. I know this dude, and I don't know his name.
Only the coolest name ever.
Is it Rodney Dangerfield?
No. Is it like Doug?
No.
Oh.
Is it Danger? Is his middle name?
It's Lee Majors.
Lee Majors!
Lee Majors.
Gosh!
That is a cool
name. I'm
sure
there are people screaming at us in the car.
Lee Majors, you idiot!
Lee Majors, you moron!
I'm gonna kill you!
$6 Million Man! Fall Guy, bro. Come on, Fall Guy. Lee Majors is timeless, therefore he has no age. Am I right?
He cost $6 million
oh,
for
Oh, he actually
a
has an age.
No,
okay.
He has an age.
He has an age. Okay. 63.
Lee Majors. 66.
He is 75.
What?
Wow.
That's crazy, Doug.
Uh-oh.
Tone Loc.
No.
Cheech Marin.
No. From Real Women Have Curves. Bread and Roses, Naughty or Nice, The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl, The Spy what? Next Door, Beverly Hills Chihuahua, Rio.
George Lopez.
Dog.
Lopez Tonight and The George Lopez Show.
George Lopez.
Gonna do things the Lopez way.
Yeah.
I'm not. Doug.
George Lopez.
Let me dance.
Little known fact, Jennifer Lopez dad.
You're trying to tell me this man is from the block?
Oh, totally, man.
He's still Georgie from the block?
That's J-Lo's dad, bro.
When I said I was Jenny from the block, I didn't mean that I was still Jenny from the block. But you said you were. It was a metaphor. The block meant my high-rise apartment.
Ah,
It's a block. It takes up a block.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
George Lopez is 50.
George Lopez this day is 49 years old.
He is 53.
Dang it!
Doug, you got me.
One of these days, we're going to get one of these right.
No!
We're going
to
actually know one of these people.
And the final birthday this morning, actor slash rapper.
Ice Cube.
Slash bodybuilder.
Ice-T.
Slash 14-time world champion wrestler.
What? Who is it?
John Cena's
a rapper? Is this his music?
Yes!
This makes me hate everything.
This album debuted at number 15 on the Billboard charts, I found out yesterday.
Stop learning things, Doug!
My time is now!
Did he rap his own theme song?
Yep.
He really did.
Gross, man, come on!
That's Ward Life.
Yes!
I hope he says a bad word. I hope he says
it.
A bad word.
He
and
does
I hope
it.
That it goes
he
over
that?
The
he
I hope
a
it does.
Hero for children.
I hope it goes over the air so we can never play this again.
He is a hero
for
children.
What was that? I just heard the A word. I heard it. Oh no! Send your email! Send that! Send your email!
John Cena! I have his t-shirt.
Good.
He gave me the shirt off his back at a WWE
and you kept
event.
It? Stabo!
What was I supposed to do? I almost got mugged for that stupid thing.
You should have given that shirt to that lady yesterday. You need to carry that shirt around in case you meet a pseudo-celebrity.
And then go, hey,
I've been saving this for you.
Writer of super cool things.
Do you like wrestling?
Do you like wrestling? I got John Cena's shirt. Would you like it?
If you go on a date with me, I'll give you this shirt. Don't tell Chrissy.
You can't see me. My time is now.
John Cena, how old are you?
32.
John Cena is 33 years old. Hit him with it, Doug.
He is 37 years old today.
Why?
And we are on to dates.
John Cena, everyone. John Cena, Word life.
Word life, man. Hey, man, it's me.
You can see Chris Chicago.
I come up in the ring, you know, I got my focus on. I'll be like, hey, man, I'm going to come after you. Don't come after me, man. I'm going to be swinging at you, man. You ain't going to know what to do, man. I'm gonna get you.
Chris Chicago from the Hype Radio Network and Steve-O Jeets. That's me.
That's you.
Like 11 years ago.
Yeah.
On a pay-per-view. Vengeance in Denver, Colorado. And you can see us. We are ringside with our little Word Life sign. And he was fighting The Undertaker. And everybody in the audience, like, hated us.
Because what's Word Life?
That was his little thing. It was like, Word Life.
Word Life.
Word.
What does that mean?
When he was, like, brand new. I don't know.
Was he referring to the word?
We like to go for the heels.
Doug, what is this music?
It is classical because on this day, it is believed in what year that William Shakespeare was born.
Ooh!
He died on the same day many, many years later.
Sounds pretty made up to me.
Obviously. Well, since I know everything about writers, because we met the writer of Astonishing X-Men yesterday.
And a Pulitzer Prize-winning man.
Yeah, that guy. I'm going to go out on a limb here. Not that I have to, because I know everything about writing.
Yeah.
William Shakespeare was born on this day in 1687.
1811.
1564.
Oh, man!
Hey, okay, you guys have heard all the Shakespeare conspiracy stuff,
of course,
right? It's
of course.
Awesome.
It's pretty good.
That's some good conspiracy stuff. Look it up if you've never heard it.
That he died and they actually put a new Shakespeare in and toured with the Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an original bass player, yeah, in Shakespeare's company.
Y'all, that's stupid, man. Yeah. I'm talking about real conspiracies and y'all talking about dumb ones.
Will is dead.
On this day in what year the first public school in the United States, Boston Latin School, was founded in Boston, Massachusetts?
Well, Boston, obviously we know, wasn't around until the 1700s.
Duh.
This is the first school. Wait.
It's way older.
During turn.
No, it's way older than what we think.
Boston.
It's way older. Yeah. 1682.
1709.
1635.
Dang
it!
Wow,
even older than you thought.
I was in the same century.
On this day in what year, Coca-Cola changed its formula and releases New Coke. The response is overly negative, and they changed back to the formula.
Oh, New Coke.
What did it taste like? I don't remember it.
I do not remember either. Obviously, that's how well it did.
Is this the New Coke commercial?
No, this is from, like, 1993.
Oh, man. New Coke happened in what? 1984.
1987.
1985.
Oh! God, no!
He's gone.
Sorry,
he's
guys.
Just teleported out.
To keep with continuity, we will be doing the rest of this break without Doug because
yes.
He died.
Doug is dead and the world will never be the same.
Though we just celebrated Easter, therefore.
Wait. He has returned.
What is it about?
Doug. You are a magical person.
Yes.
Whoa!
Glad you're still alive, buddy.
The last one this morning. On this day in what year, Pink Floyd's album Dark Side of the Moon, after spending a record total of 741 consecutive weeks,
dang,
over 14 years on the Billboard 200, left the charts for the first time ever.
Wow. Okay, this is the first time it left the charts.
1992.
How many years?
14 years.
14 years. I'm going to say, what did you say?
1992.
Ah, oh, that's a pretty good guess.
It was said at one time 1 in 20 people owned this album in the United States.
Wow. I'm going to say 1990.
1988.
Dang it!
Today is movie theater day. It's Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh.
Wherefore art thou?
Thou with here.
Juliet.
National Zucchini Bread Day.
Zucchini bread is good.
Cherry Cheesecake Day and National Picnic Day.
National Picnic Day. It is also National Giveaway Toby Mac Skillet and Lecrae Tickets
Day. If you want those tickets, you better call in for your chance.
Not right now. We'll tell you when.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Call in. We'll tell you when.
People freak out. Start calling now.
Ah, Toby Mac!
Coming up, some Bayside, some Least of These, some tickets to Toby Mac, Comics Corner.
Oh, no.
And so much more on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Dramatic pause.
Okay.
It's time for traffic.
Stop it!
I want to report the traffic to you this morning.
And so I will. What's up with it?
Guys, right lane closed, bridge repair, tramway boulevard, south between Manaw Boulevard and Candelaria.
Oh.
Traffic is down to a bitter crawl.
Mm.
As the last freezing whims of winter melt away and the spring emerges, tramway is on a lockdown. So, remember that. It's very poetic. If you don't remember it, you have no soul. Also, I-25 in Paseo, there's huge construction. They're building the new Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
So it's slowed down if you're eastbound. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number's 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Yes.
No.
Question of the day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I've got a list. Don't I always?
Yeah.
Phrases we need to stop using. I found a list of just ridiculous phrases.
Is this one of them?
Pet peeves. What is that?
Hang on. Put up a funny picture on our Facebook. But one person has shared it. That's good.
Oh, man.
That cat forgot what it was doing. Look at that cat.
Stop it.
Look at that cat.
You're so dumb.
Being so cute.
Oh,
what
man.
What are you doing, you old cat?
Phrases we need to stop using, like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You actually just said absolutely nothing there.
That's right.
If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
You're stating the obvious.
Yes.
Much akin to it is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, duh. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how we don't want it to be this way.
Yeah.
Make that change.
So there's a few on here that I say that I know I need to get over.
Let me hear them.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Phrases we need to stop using. And here's the next category. I mean, basically you're calling attention to what you're saying.
Okay.
Like meaning what you say.
Yes.
And you always mean what you say,
well,
right?
I try to.
Truth be told.
Okay.
To be frank. Honestly. All of those are like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but
so
honestly.
I lie pretty much all of the time. But
that's what I do.
Dude, truth be told. Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
No joke. Seriously right now.
I've always heard that the more people emphasize that kind of stuff.
That's what the moment
shows
they're lying.
You, no, that just shows you how much of a liar they are.
Great. Dude, truth be told, honestly, seriously, bro.
In all seriousness.
I mean, maybe what we're saying is...
What?
It's not a lying thing. It's seriously, because I think that's more what we say. People can't
seriously
tell when we're being serious or when we're joking. So
I don't know
it
when I'm serious half the time.
I don't know when I'm... Yeah.
Because then I start laughing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happens.
Static!
How about, you gotta do what you gotta do?
Gotta do
hey, man.
What you gotta or- do.
Yeah. Or you got to keep on keeping on.
Ugh.
Hey.
Like, go dirt.
Feet don't fail me now.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks.
Later.
All right.
Doug loved that.
505-338-3700.
Life's a garden. You dig it, man.
Just saying.
Just saying.
That's on the list. Why do you feel the need to alert people that you're indeed speaking?
Hashtag real talk. Is that on there? Real
no.
talk?
No. Nope. Yeah. Just saying, often followed by a rude statement and a feeble attempt to soften the blow. Hey, man, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. What? That's like bless your heart.
Yeah.
That's like some modern version of bless your heart. That's not going to work.
At the end of the day,
all that really matters.
When it's all said and done.
Is the sunset.
And then there's a totally different category of phrases that just absolutely don't make any sense whatsoever. Hey, same difference, man.
Same difference.
So is it the same or is it different? Same difference.
They need to do Southern sayings.
Ugh.
Like, how you feeling today? Fair to Midland.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that one?
I've never heard, just the band.
Fair to Midland. What does that mean? It means okay.
Yeah.
Hand me a Coke. What kind? Sprite. That's a Southern conversation.
Coke?
Yeah.
I say Coke. Yeah. I'll have a Coke.
I'll have a Coke.
No, but I want a Dr. Pepper, but yeah. I'll have a Coke. How about these? Let me tell you something. It's along the lines of, hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You know you're just going to keep talking anyways.
Hey, can I ask you something, man? Sure.
Needless phrases.
Yeah, hey, our boy Random Dude 42 just emailed, let's go see Justin Bieber. That's the phrase he wants people to quit saying. Thank you, friend.
Static. Oh,
there's a phrase I want to stop. Hanging up.
Hey, man, I apologize if I made you feel that way.
That's okay.
No, translation, I refuse to take responsibility for my actions. Hey, man, I'm sorry if that hurt your feelings.
But what if it's a legitimate apology? Seriously, in all honesty, I apologize for hurting your feelings.
No, you just said I apologize for hurting your feelings. That's great. But if people go, hey, man, I'm sorry if that made you feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
It's not an apology.
I'm sorry
saying,
if that made
hey,
you
I'm
feel
sorry
that way.
If that hurt your
I mean,
feelings.
I was just saying.
Yeah. You're not taking responsibility for your actions.
Guys, we need to take responsibility for our actions. I'm about to take responsibility for one of my actions that I haven't told anybody.
Yeah.
I have a secret base underneath the mountains.
Oh, man.
I've been keeping tons of cool stuff in there. I didn't want to tell anybody because it's a secret. I'm not going to tell you exactly where it is. Grandpa Friend knows where it is. He guards the entrance. That's why he lives up there. I just felt like I needed to tell everybody this, just saying.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. In all honesty, though, it is what it is. I'm a hero by night, and I've got to start changing things in the ABQ area.
There you go. Static!
Morning.
Hey.
One that gets me is, I know, right?
I know, right?
Story of my life,
Story of my life. Story of my life.
Yes. All right, you guys have a good day.
You too, man. Phrases we need to stop using.
I know somebody you need to apologize to.
Really?
Yes.
Say something.
Nick from CrossFit.
Never.
You need to apologize to
Never,
him.
Never, Nick.
You need to join the swole train and come to CrossFit.
I just looked in the webcam as if he's watching us right now.
If he is listening.
He's always watching.
He owes you an apology, Nick, and he won't do it.
I won't do it. Hey, I apologize if my words yesterday made you feel upset. My bad.
Here's the thing,
That's
though.
Actually next on the list. My bad.
I want you to know his heart.
Oh.
I want you to know his heart. His healthy, very healthy heart.
Right, because he does CrossFit.
This is what it is. I know Saturday you have a lot of stuff to do.
I do.
And we have to move.
Well, you do.
Nick, out of the goodness of his heart and strength of his body, said, do you need help moving?
Oh, snap.
And I said, yes, Nick. And he said, I'll be there for you no matter what. I will cancel all appointments. I will do whatever I have to because I'm your friend. And that's the kind of spirit that we want to breed here at CrossFit. And I wish Steve-O would be a part of that. I just wish he could break down those walls.
I'm okay in my skinny, fat body!
I know you're afraid of the commitment.
Hey, truth be told?
Yeah?
Can I be honest?
Please.
Seriously? For a moment?
I'm sorry if what I said made you feel bad, but that's how it is.
I mean, to be frank, I don't want to get fit.
I didn't know your name was Frank.
If everybody else around me gets super fit, and I'm not fit, that means I'll die first, and I don't have to deal with losing any of you.
So what it is you're afraid of dying.
So much.
He's afraid of dying. That's why he won't go to CrossFit, Doug.
I'm afraid of others dying.
And
I just want to go first.
He's mostly afraid of himself.
Hey, I'll see you on the other side.
No, you won't. I'm going to live forever here. I promised you guys I would never
die. Phone lines are jammed.
Well, open them up.
Static!
Yo, okay, yo. So here's one that's only going to apply to Albuquerque.
Okay.
That's all bad.
This is all sick. Yep.
This is all sick. Hey.
Hey, it is all sick.
The first time Waverly played out here, years and years ago, we left this town, and we were like, did you hear all those kids going, look it, look it, look it? What were they talking about? What did they want us to look at? They'd say, look it, and we'd be looking around like,
look it.
What? You,
look at here.
What are you talking about, you dumb kid?
He should have been like, man, that kid's all dumb.
Hey, look it. Look it. This is our sing, man.
Wow. Thanks for the call, man. Amazing. Static.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I already did.
Whoa. Oh, wow. Mind blown. Mind blown. Do I need to get rid of that phrase? Because my mind really wasn't blown. Was
yeah,
that a lie?
I don't like mind blown.
All right.
Somebody told us yesterday when we showed everybody, when we showed the world what what Jesus Freak really was, which it was a musical ripoff of Smells Like Teen Spirit. When we showed the world that, somebody tweeted us and said, you just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey,
sorry for
how did
your
you
loss.
Not notice that already? What, I thought
because not a lot of people knew that at the time. Not everybody knows that.
What
speaking
if I stumble?
Of, we're going to we're gonna be giving away some tickets for Toby Skillet and Lecrae coming up.
And you can confront him yourself.
Yeah. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
This is SB.
Hey, SB.
SB.
So you just mentioned the concert that I really want to go see.
We're not going to let you go.
Okay.
Sorry, SB.
Oh, are you trying to win tickets? Because we're not giving away tickets yet.
Ha!
Oh, no, no. I called before you guys mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
But I do want to win tickets at some point.
Well, keep listening.
Keep listening, SB. Don't give up.
Yeah.
I think my favorite phrase that you guys mentioned is, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Because my mom, before she died a couple of years ago, like that was something that she would say a lot. And that, because I was having a hard time with it.
Yeah.
She's like, Stephanie, it is what it is. And you got to make the best of what you have now. And she's like, if God wanted me to, God still has plans for me while I'm still here. So while she was here, she was still going to make the best of it.
SB, you mean to tell me that we have been making fun of this phrase for at least,
like my
at least 5 minutes.
My mom's final words.
And now you're going to call in and you're going to make us feel bad.
What it is.
For making fun of it, because that's a special phrase to you.
Gosh!
And we've been like trashing it.
I know!
And now you're going to call in and now you're going to say, hey, I'm sorry if what I said hurt your feelings, but it is what it is. And then I'm just going to have spite in my heart towards you. Is that what's going on right now?
Just saying.
I just wanted to point out that some phrases are kind of like comfort shoes.
Well, what if those phrases have cuss words in them and I can't say them?
Time out. What are comfort shoes?
Comfort shoes they're kind of like the Christmas shoes.
Are those,
you've
those
heard
like
this
therapeutic
song.
Shoes that yeah. like nurses wear?
These shoes that comfort I have are shoes. These could be considered
some,
comfort shoes.
You wear because they're the most comfortable. They're the ones that nobody wants to look at. They're the ugly shoes.
I call those shoes lazy shoes.
Warm out.
Those are the shoes that you wear when you're too lazy to put on real shoes.
Yeah.
There it is. Thanks for the call, SB.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Phrases we need to stop using, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We'll put it up there.
Coming up, your chance for some Toby Mac Skillet McRae tickets. Keep it locked to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Don't go anywhere.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Tricky tricks.
I know.
You did it on purpose.
I did.
It's time for another traffic report. It looks like Paseo and I-25, when you get to like near Jefferson, it's down to 11 miles an hour because of the construction. Also, eastbound 40 before you get to the big interchange. Between Coors and 40 is starting to get a little stacked up with typical morning traffic and tramway bridge repair, so the right lane's closed. Tramway Boulevard North between Manal and Candelaria. That's your look at traffic for right now. Bah!
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We've been talking about it all morning.
No, we have not.
Yeah, 505-338-3700. It is time to play another game.
Yay!
Up for grabs this morning, a pair of tickets to Toby Mac, Skillet, Lecrae, Saturday, May 3rd at the Santa Ana Star Center in Rio Rancho.
And it's going to be a great concert.
Yeah.
And if you call now, you'll have a chance to participate in the game.
We're talking with John Cooper of Skillet Mañana.
Mañana!
Well, we're talking to him tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
We'll catch up with him.
We'll catch up.
All right.
We'll ask him how he's still singing with that gravelly voice.
505-338-3700. Static!
Hey, guys. It's me again.
It's me.
This is Stephanie.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, you have us on speed dial. You keep calling a lot, actually.
I'm about to get creeped out, SB.
So, you know.
I'm stalking you guys on Facebook and on the phone.
Don't admit that.
This is a hot gift here.
Hot commodity.
Yeah. This prize. Are you ready to play our game?
Sure.
We're going to play a round of which came first. I have a list of inventions. Okay. You have to tell me which came first, okay?
Okay.
In order to win, you got to get all these right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Which came first? The Frisbee or the Rubik's Cube?
Ooh.
The Frisbee.
You think it was the Frisbee?
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh!
The Frisbee came out in 1938, Rubik's Cube 1974. Good job.
I do want to point out that we commonly call the Frisbee the Frisbee.
Right.
But that's a brand name. Frisbee is actually a brand.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's actually called a slip disc.
I'm pretty sure it was a weapon before it was a toy.
I think I actually slipped a disc this
week.
You need to quit making stuff up, SB.
Yeah. How about that?
All right. Which came first? The Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
Or the Empire State Building.
Mm. This is a good one.
Mm.
Harder than you think.
They were both like turn of the century type things, I think. I'll say the Statue of Liberty.
Final answer?
Yeah.
The Statue of Liberty or the Empire State Building?
Statue of Liberty.
Oh!
Statue of Liberty was in 1886. Empire State Building, 1931.
Booyah.
I know.
And it was a gift from the French people.
Nicely done. Much like their wonderful toast.
Did you know that there is another Statue of Liberty in this world?
Really?
I think there's two or three.
Hmm.
Or something.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. All right, you've got two so far. Two down. Got a couple to go. Ready?
Yeah.
All right, which came first? YouTube or Yahoo?
Oh, snap.
Hmm.
I believe it was Yahoo because I remember Yahoo being an option for me far before YouTube.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Oh, that was an easy one.
YouTube 2005, Yahoo 1994. Okay, all right. How about this one? This one is tough.
Okay.
This is for all the chips.
SB, this is for the tickets. Every biscuit.
Which came first? The waffle iron.
Oh, snap.
Or the crock pot.
Oh, my gosh. Good luck, SB.
Mm-hmm. Gonna need an answer. This is for the tickets. You've called us 1,000 times every day.
And if you don't get it right, you're not getting tickets.
This is it.
You're not gonna get them if you don't get it right.
The waffle iron or the crock pot? Which came first?
I guess I'll say the waffle iron.
The waffle iron.
The waffle iron.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm hoping I'm sure.
You're hoping you're sure.
That doesn't sound very sure.
The waffle iron or the crock
pot?
She
said waffle
Which
iron.
Came first? Teo, what do you believe?
Oh, man. The funny thing is, I would actually say crock pot.
The crock pot, released in 1940. The waffle iron.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th century!
Whoa! Whoa! Good job, SB.
Good job! You get it, Lassiter. Nicely done!
It's true. But I thought maybe like waffles were more like, oh, hey, we made this waffle by accident. We were trying to create penicillin, and instead we got waffles. So,
congratulations, Stephanie. You just won a pair of tickets for Toby Mac's Skillet.
Good job. Good job.
Hang on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right. You think she freaked out?
I think she was nervous? I think she's genuinely happy.
Woo!
These tickets are kind of hard to come by.
Yes, they are. We have your tickets. We're giving them away every day.
Every day, y'all.
Keep it locked here to Static Radio for your chance.
Every day.
For Toby Mac's Skillet Lecrae.
Yep.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Comics Corner. We're going to be reviewing some gems.
Yep. And we got to read those gems.
Yes, we do. Right back, we got some Scarlet White. We got some Sleeping at Last. Some Five Iron. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Let's look at some traffic and see what's up.
I know y'all worry about it, so don't be. I'm not Jared Petro. Gosh, guys, Paseo del Norte eastbound, sorry about it. 9 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. It's going slow because of the construction I-25 Paseo. Also, we have a stalled vehicle I-25 north at Jefferson, exit 229, as well as the bridge construction. There's some bridge repair going on at Tramway Boulevard south between Manal and Candelaria, so the right lane's closed, and that's very slow. Slow traffic. It looks like 40 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye is starting to have some morning traffic all mixed up with it. So good luck on your commute. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It is Wednesday.
Oh.
Is it time?
It is time.
Are we ready?
We are ready.
Sweet.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them.
And we're kind of not prepared, because we didn't have a lot of time to read a comics or watch Shield and Nero comes on tonight, so we don't know what it's about.
Comics Corner!
Let's do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
One, two, three, go!
That's your preview.
Yep. It is time for Comics Corner. We rock this bad boy every single Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour.
Dang, guys. We got a lot of books this week to cover.
Yeah.
And honestly, we didn't have time to get through them all.
That's okay.
But that's okay, because the ones that we read were excellent, and the ones that we kind of skimmed were excellent.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com, 505-232-7800. Man!
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yesterday at Astro's, I mentioned this earlier, there was a huge snafu. So it's kind of like Astros had a crazy day, and then we had a crazy day here
really
at Comics
did.
Corner. Max texted me this morning, said he was going to try to make it. It's looking like that didn't work out, probably because of all this traffic going on. But anyway, Astro Zombies shipping schedule is getting changed up, so it was causing some headaches at the store. But the cool thing was we got to meet an actual comic book writer.
Yeah, she just happened to be here. Her boyfriend was doing a reading at UNM for Earth Day, Marjorie Liu, who... writer for Tiger Eye, a novel.
Tiger Eye.
She did NYX, X-23, Dark Wolverine,
ooh,
Astonishing X-Men, and a milestone Astonishing X-Men run with North Star that we talked about in the past. And so it was cool to get to talk to her about that yesterday, hang out with her for a little bit.
Astonishing X-Men is a pretty, like, awesome because Joss Whedon, the director of the Avengers,
and then Warren Ellis took over after that, and then she—I mean, it
and
was
then
like
she took over.
Incredible comic writers, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Now she's doing Black Widow,
and from what Max has said, Black Widow is a great series.
Yeah. So, dude.
Awesome
stuff.
And she was super nice, and it was hilarious.
She tweeted me?
Because she looked like a very normal woman. She looked completely out of place in a comic book
store. She really did, because we're like, hey.
It looked like, she looked like a mom that was going to come in and say, my kid likes Batman. Where is the Batman stuff? But then you find out she's like this writer.
Yeah.
And then we're getting in a conversation. Steve-O's talking to her and talking about like DC and the new. And she's like, oh, I hate it. What'd she say? She flies into a spiral rage whenever she thinks of the
new
52.
With the treatment, with what they're doing right now. And you know what? I wholeheartedly agree with her. Case in point, shall we get to some books?
Let's do it.
New this week. We got a lot. We'll start with DC. That's what we usually do.
Yeah.
So that we can get to the goods.
You know it.
We're Marvelites. We apologize.
Marvelites.
Actually, no, we don't. We ain't sorry for that.
We ain't
our parents
sorry
raised
about
us
it.
Right.
That's right.
However, I've been trying more and more to read more and more. And one of the books that I absolutely love has been Justice League America. Mm-hmm. I love the team. Love everything about it. Forever Evil has actually made me care more about what they're doing.
Right.
And
Justice League America gave us a focus on Martian Manhunter and Stargirl.
Yeah, and Jeff Lemire did Animal Man and did a phenomenal run on Animal Man. And so because of that, I care about that character. Yes, Animal Man.
Animal Man.
And so a brand new book kind of kicks off. It's a zero issue, Justice League United.
Ooh.
Canadian Justice League.
Yep.
We ain't no American League anymore.
I asked Max yesterday. I said, hey, is Justice League United basically just Justice League Canada? And then one of the other guys laughed. And then Max was like, well, and he kind of had some issues explaining it. Because I guess it's a little different.
Here's one thing that frustrates me as we were talking about what DC's doing and how there's frustration. Execution! Listen,
execution.
DC, you're in the middle of this crazy crossover event that is changing the face of your universe.
Yeah, for real.
Allegedly. And it keeps getting pushed back and pushed back. And it's like, oh, dude, what's going on with Batman? He's teaming up with Lex Luthor. They got to stop the bad guys. Where's the Justice League? We don't know what's going on. Martian Manhunter and Stargirl are trapped in some crazy mind portal. It's a prison. We don't know what's happening. And then, in the midst of it, they decide to release Justice League United. And everybody's like, hey, all right. Just throwing a rave down the street, guys. It's
everything
good.
Is fine.
Everything's good.
Raise
the roof.
All of my friends and me are awesome because we're in the Justice League United and nothing crazy is going on.
And Martian Manhunter, he's got his glow sticks. He's kicking it with Stargirl and Supergirl. They're throwing a party. They're
Supergirl, who I thought was a Red Lantern at this point. Nerds. Is she a Red Lantern?
No!
Dang it.
That's what's frustrating. You got Green Arrow, who's in the midst of this crazy war in his book.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Justice League United releases. It releases today.
By the way, Green Arrow has completely become the look of the character in the show, pretty much.
So much like everything that's wrong with the new 52, they've got another new book where you're staring at it, scratching your head over continuity. Wondering, when does this take place?
All you can hope
what is happening
with this thing is that it will get, you know, it'll get cleared up in the next few issues.
The issue's pretty good.
That's cool.
It's cool. I like the story. Adam Strange shows up.
Oh.
Kind of an origin for him, really, because at this point, he's just a professor at a university.
Adam Strange is not the same as Doctor Strange.
No.
Doctor Strange, Marvel. Adam Strange, DC.
Good job, you. Thanks for helping them out. So you got, you know, Animal Man, Green Arrow, Stargirl, Supergirl, Adam Strange. You've got Martian Manhunter. There's a few that make an appearance towards the end. I won't spoil it because it was pretty great. So there's potential, yet I'm left wondering, where does this take place, DC? Is this just a standalone? Is this going to be part of the universe? Mm. What is happening, DC?
Nobody, they don't.
Maybe wrap up one ginormous crossover before you start trying to push out another brand new book that's supposed to be a big deal for you, yet all of these characters are like in peril, quote unquote, somewhere else. So I don't know.
Nobody knows.
It's hard, man.
Yeah, it is. One book that is not hard to latch onto and is great is Batman Eternal. Number 3 came out. This is the weekly series brought to you by Scott Snyder. And who's the artist?
I will say this, when we were talking to Marjorie Liu, Marvel writer, Yes. Yesterday, I said, you know, I will say one book in the New 52 that I'm stoked on, Batman Eternal, Scott Snyder, who I'm like a fan, but not, because it seems like he's got great ideas, and then by the end, you're like, oh, well, that was kind of a letdown.
Come on, dude.
So, Scott Snyder, but he's putting out a weekly.
This is good. And that was her reaction. She said, whoa, weekly?
And they're keeping schedule? Yes.
And then we were like, well,
the art is consistent.
This is number three, so right now we're on schedule.
But so far, man, if you're a Batman fan, they've stuck to a weekly schedule.
That's a big deal.
The art is consistent. The writing is fantastic.
Yeah.
So Batman Eternal number three this week. You enjoyed it?
I did. It features a character that is popular in the Batman. Her name's Stephanie Brown. Mm-hmm. I guess she's kind of controversial / popular. I'm not really sure. I don't know all the backstory on it.
All the bat story?
The backstory.
Yeah.
But I know that she is in this issue, and for a lot of people, that's a cool thing. So, she was spoiler. I believe that was her character
is
name.
That why earlier you tried to pull the spoiler alert joke on me?
Maybe.
Spoiler alert.
She was in another thing. Okay. I think she's recently been added to the New 52.
The mythos.
But anyway, we're learning more about what's going on, who's actually behind the thing going on with James Gordon. It's a craziness. It's a really well-written series. We tried to get Tim to read it while he was here, but he was too lazy, and so he didn't. And if you're interested in Batman Eternal, it's at number three, and it's great.
So, speaking of New 52, yay, thank you, Mitch, you're amazing. New 52.
Yep.
We talk continuity, we talk frustrations, origins, whatnots.
Why not?
And I feel like DC has finally recognized it, because they're like, oh, crap. We tried to reboot this whole world, but we didn't want to reboot Green Lantern. We didn't really want to reboot Batman, but we kind of need to reboot Batman. But we can't reboot Batman, but we rebooted Superman. Dude's not wearing underwear on the outside anymore.
Cool.
He's actually putting his pants on correctly. What do we do? Well, their answer released today in issue one of Secret Origins.
Secret Origin.
It's the stories behind the world's greatest heroes. And you get a peek into Superman, Robin, and Supergirl. Some great writers on this one, including Greg Pak, Kyle Higgins, Tony Bedard. The art, Doug Mankey.
Excellent
so
artist.
I'm a big fan of... So the art's pretty good. But again, I feel like DC is going, oh crap, man, we have totally screwed up.
Man, we got to play catch up.
How about we release another book, not to confuse everybody more, with a bunch of origin stories, and this will just kind of like bring everybody up to speed.
We hope.
And we want everybody to keep buying our books, so we'll put out the Secret Origins book, and let's charge $5 for this book.
And it features...
$5!
Max told us it's going to feature different origins every book.
Yeah, so every book.
This time you got Superman, Robin, and Supergirl. Mm-hmm. Next book's going to be like Batman.
Yeah, so we'll get different origins for everybody. They're going to be quick. They're going to be, I don't know, how much can you tell in, you know, a 12-page arc?
That's one bummer thing about it. But when the New 52 kicked off, it was kind of like already going, it was like within everything already happening, but it's new and I don't know.
Yeah, kudos to Marvel because they continue to do this Marvel Now, and they're kind of, they quote-unquote rebooting without rebooting.
Right.
Which brings a book that you're...
Oh.
Number two came out this week.
Number two.
You're stoked on this book.
Number two, Daredevil. Daredevil number two, written by Mark Waid, who's also writing a huge crossover, the next big Marvel event that happens every day. this one is called Original Sin.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that in a minute. But Mark Waid is writing Daredevil, and I am really, really enjoying Daredevil. What's happened is this guy, he's blind, and his abilities are cool. You know, he's got heightened everything else, so he has like a radar sense, like a dolphin. And you guys know dolphins be my spirit animal, so I ain't even care about it. But anyway, Daredevil has moved from New York to San Francisco, and he's kind of establishing a new identity in San Francisco. And the way that Mark Waid writes Matt Murdock / Daredevil is excellent. He's a great writer.
He really is.
So it's kind of fun,
around.
But it's got like that crime. It kind of feels like Daredevil. It feels like he's really trying to start over.
Yeah.
And he's come all the way across the country to begin a new life in a different city. We're in sunny California, San Francisco. It's changing the game up. It's not New York. You know, New York's always like cold, bitter, gritty New York. you know?
Yeah.
And so we're in San Francisco, sunny California. The last issue, the first issue, he was chasing this bad guy, and the buildings aren't very tall, so he's kind of, you know, going in there. But it's kind of like crime is trying to weave its way back into, like, underbelly, gritty crime. Is the underworld's trying to rise back up in San Francisco. And there's a character, a hero, I say hero in quotation marks,
okay,
that's featured in this comic that's kind of come out of nowhere. He's kind of a throwback character.
Yeah.
But is he a hero? We don't know.
All right.
Daredevil's picking up, and it's number two. If you're looking for one to get into, that's a good one.
Dude, Mark Waid has a lot on his plate. He's rocking Hulk, right? The new Hulk.
Yes.
So he's rocking the new Daredevil. This week, zero issue of original sin releases, and this is one that they've been teasing for a long time, and every single time they tease it, it's got a different scripture, you know?
Yeah.
The wages of sin is death.
Original sin.
Series is called Original Sin, and the big question has been, who shot the Watcher? Now, for those that aren't clued into Marvel Universe, the Watcher's kind of this big, giant, baby-looking thing. On the moon.
Yeah,
he's got a ginormous bald head.
He watches events.
And he watches everything. He doesn't speak. He doesn't say a word. He just watches. And it's kind of creepy.
He's not supposed to intervene.
He's like a weird neighbor that you like never know what's going on with him.
Yeah,
and
you look over and you're
trying to, you like want to spark up a conversation, but at the same time you don't know, because if you do, is this guy going to be like creepy? Is he going to just be staring at you all the time?
What's Powder doing over there?
Yeah, and he's just watching.
That giant baby head.
I'm the Watcher. But he doesn't say that because he doesn't talk.
It's true. He just looks at you. And they're not... the Watcher is this... It's a race of these beings, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like on Fringe. Do you remember Fringe? The guys?
Yeah.
That's what it's like. Except this one looks like a giant baby. With a cape.
There you go.
But...
There you go.
They're not supposed to intervene.
When you put it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they're not supposed to intervene, but this Watcher has intervened before.
He's kind of... Yeah. And his name's Uwata.
Uwato. But... I guess.
This story, which is a zero issue of Original Sin.
Tell them about a zero issue.
Zero issue is kind of the preview. It prepares you.
It's
however,
like the prelude.
This is a very thick book. This is another one of those $5 books. And I'll tell you what, for those that don't purchase comics regularly, $2.99 is like kind of a going rate.
$2.99, $3.99
is like pushing it, but it's like, well, I mean, it's Marvel.
It's the economy.
So... So when you get a book and it's like $5, you're going, wait, $5? Is this a cash grab? Are you trying to just take my money?
Is this a magazine?
Well, Original Sin Zero releases, and if you're interested in the Marvel Universe and what's going on in intergalactic stuff, I'm telling you, man, I have a feeling that this crossover could be pretty outstanding. It stars Nova, Sam Alexander, he's a kid. If you haven't read any Nova, this fully catches you up with what's been going on in
Nova.
Well,
then I need to read it.
So, it's great. It catches you up to modern day. And honestly, you get the best glimpse into the Watchers you've ever gotten and the purpose of the Watchers. And the question is asked, who is the Watcher? By the end, it is very much so answered. And his purpose and what the Watcher does and why he's doing it is answered in this issue, which prepares us for number one, where... Apparently, they're going to kill the Watcher.
Boom.
Somebody's going to kill the Watcher.
Somebody going to get
him. So, it was very interesting because the theme of this issue was the idea that the Watchers are the oldest beings in the Marvel Universe. They're I don't want to say they're God, essentially, because they're not necessarily...
They're not like God creatures. They're kind of like angels.
Kind of.
They're watching
And
you.
So, they're watching, they're looking out, and yet there's this rift because some of them believe we shouldn't just be creepily staring through the blinds at humanity.
We should be helping them.
We should be helping them because we have powers, and we have the ability to help others. And when... With great power comes great responsibility. And some are like, no, we don't want to interfere in the affairs of humans. They're so much lower than us. Let's just kick it.
No, we are Watchers.
Well, you know, in typical fashion, somebody with power decides to give a lower form power because they want to help.
And what happens?
What happens? Well, those people decide to start wars and
you give a human
everything.
Power, man, and they just going to be like, dang, I need to kill something.
Yeah. So... there's a lot behind that, the idea of power, and with that power comes that responsibility and what you do with that. The Bible tells us that to whom much is given, much is required. That's in the book of Luke, chapter 6.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's right. It came before Spider-Man.
What?
It's actually biblical.
There's a book? Yeah.
So
this is going to be a good series.
It's going to be a really good series, and that's kind of the running theme is that very thing that we have these superheroes, and they have this power, and what do we do with that power, and are we called to protect people? And it was very fascinating to see Mark Waid's take on it. And so, yeah, zero issue of Original Sin released this week. There's a lot of great releases this week. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, brand new arc this week.
Max was supposed
Mighty
to review
W.
It.
I know.
Oh, I want to talk about two more things.
All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Yes. This is kind of like a special 100th issue. It's not number 100, but I guess if you add up all the 100th issues.
Yeah.
Or all the issues, it equals 100. And this.
Doug, answer the phone.
Doug, answer the phone.
I just want to know.
This issue is just really cool. It's a double-sized anniversary issue. It's got some great stories in it. Fascinating looks at all of the characters. And Venom is in the Guardians now. How did that happen? I don't know. I'm hoping to get a little more backstory. Apparently, the Avengers sent him out as an envoy, and Captain Marvel pops up.
Ooh.
And it's really cool because Peter Quill's dad has he's issued a proclamation to get all of the Guardians and disassemble the team. And that's what's going on.
It's interesting. They all have their costumes from the film.
Yeah. Now, we've seen the total turnaround for costume. Star-Lord looks exactly like he does in the previews for the new movie, which I think is smart marketing.
Absolutely.
Or smart marketing, but some people are, hey.
I like the old costume, but yeah. I get it. Continuity, all that fun stuff.
Guys, Guardians Marvel's of the Galaxy is a great
pretty smart
series.
Yeah.
Great series.
I can't wait. This film coming out in August.
It's going to be good.
It really is. We got another peek. Did you see the Star-Lord peek?
Yes.
With that? Yeah.
And the cool thing is, Captain America was it's so good. Winter Soldier is so good. And it's more serious. It's probably the most serious Marvel film since Incredible Hulk with Ed Norton. But anyway, what was I going to say?
Sorry. I totally threw it. We just had a listener question fed to us from a producer saying, Daredevil, really? What makes that guy cool?
What makes Daredevil cool? Why don't you pick up the book and tell me? Anyway.
You read it? What makes Daredevil cool?
The neat thing, well, what I'm saying is he's kind of like trying to start over, and that's what makes him cool, is he's trying to pick back up, but you see like his, maybe the sins of the past or whatever are coming after him across the country. How many times in your life have you tried to get out of a situation, clean break, thinking, or run from a situation, not really taking responsibility? I don't know if that's exactly what happened, but you try to get out, start over, and then all of those same things start happening in a different way, and it's your same problems. That's what I like about him. But
there you go.
He's cool because he tried to save like who was he saving when he was a kid? He pushed somebody out of the way, and the stuff got in his eyes. And
it was like, oh. But I mean, okay.
It
to somebody
him
who
blind.
Doesn't read comics, you've got Superman.
Right.
You've got all these crazy characters. And it's like, then you've got the blind lawyer in red tights who has supersonic hearing.
He's kind of like a detective.
He's Aquaman.
He can figure stuff out.
Without sight.
But he's more of a street-level hero. Netflix is going to be releasing a Daredevil series.
True.
Yeah. In cooperation with Marvel. It's going to be within the Marvel Universe, and I feel like a lot of questions will get answered about Daredevil when that comes out.
I think, sadly, a lot of people's take on Daredevil is Ben Affleck, which the director's cut of that film wasn't terrible.
Right. If you go back and watch the director's cut,
I mean, it's got
better.
Coolio in it. Gangster's Paradise!
I think we can all agree that movie didn't do any favors for Daredevil. But this series, it's a fresh take. The way it's written is really cool. It's just kind of, he's different. He's a hero, and he's doing things, but it's a different take on it, sort of. It's more of a kind of a happier thing.
Well, you've got the intergalactic scale. We totally got cut off by that listener,
our listener.
Producer, Doug.
Talking about Guardians.
Talking Guardians, intergalactic scale, worldwide,
cosmic,
universal consequences.
Crazy.
And then you've got the man on the street fighting crimes.
Yeah, he's a blind guy, but he's out there. He's a lawyer.
He's doing his best with what he's been given.
One cool thing is he can always tell, like there's a conversation he has with a lady in this thing, and he can tell that she's nervous by her heartbeat. And he's like, she's about to tell me something that I don't necessarily want to hear, but I can tell. And it shows, the panel shows like, it's red and you have like the heartbeat thing, like on a heartbeat monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, she's nervous. And her heart showing me that.
It's like detective. It's Batman.
Yeah. He's kind of like Batman. He's a street level hero, but he's not. He's a little happier than Batman. I'll say that. He's happier than Batman. He's a lawyer. I don't know.
We're going to start calling him Care Devil.
Well, here's Care Devil. Care Bear Stare. I've never been into Daredevil.
Right.
And which is, this is such a pleasant surprise. So I, too, am figuring out what makes Daredevil cool, and this book is helping me get there.
That was like when Jeff Johns took over for Aquaman. I was going, Aquaman?
Yeah.
Aquaman?
And our friend Baxter over at the Edge, he was bashing
just
Aquaman.
Just trashing Aquaman. I was like, dude, have you ever read Jeff Johns' run on Aquaman? It changes the game.
Yeah.
It makes him way less lame.
And the funny thing is, and that's, they kind of took Aquaman in that series and they kind of fourth-walled it because they're like, Aquaman knew he's the lame
right.
character. And he's like, but I'm a prince and I've got these powers.
And they're like, you talk to fish, go back to the sea.
And it's kind of like that in Daredevil.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of knows who he is and what he's about. And he knows that he's new to the area.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fourth-walling a little bit.
All right.
I want to move on.
Yes.
To Spider-Man. Because last week, we were both so disappointed.
Yeah, we said a little prayer for Dan Slott in hopes that he would get comic
smited.
Book writer saved.
I mean, yeah, not smited, sure. Superior Team-Up is the other series that's been going on in
yes.
Spider-Man. And this is what should have happened in Superior. You see, the last issue had a confrontation between Dr. Octopus and Norman Osborn, Green Goblin, that nobody had ever seen before. And I appreciated it because Sal Buscema, who used to draw Spectacular Spider-Man,
yeah.
was drawing that, and he drew most of this issue. So it's throwback to, like, Spider-Man days of past,
yeah.
of yore. And the conclusion of that story happens here, and you see more of the motivation behind Dr. Octopus, and you see why he was so... We find out why he was so intent on being Spider-Man's superior arch nemesis.
Okay.
And you see that there was kind of a little game going on between Green Goblin and Dr. Octopus on who would be the greater supervillain, and you see all the motivations.
Wish that would have come out before the end of Superior.
I know. I wish this would have come out right before
what
the end of the
What is going on with Marvel and DC? They're like, we gotta push these out.
Yeah.
We gotta push these out.
This was...
Forget continuity.
I wish this guy would have written the conclusion of Goblin Nation, because this is great.
Yeah.
This was great. And it's more of like a backstory, like emotions behind things, like motivations and stuff like that. That's what made it so good. If they would have come out at the same time and been like companion pieces,
yeah.
the whole thing would have made more sense. So a little bit of faith restored in Spider-Man. And of course, at the end of the issue, it is Peter Parker and he's back and he's like, I'm the amazing Spider-Man. So that's what's going on.
There you go. A lot of stuff. A lot of zero issues. A lot of jumping on points. Batman Eternal 3. Good week for comics.
Yes.
Pretty much all around good week for comics. So, yeah.
We didn't get a chance to watch S.H.I.E.L.D. last night because we were too busy watching Jack Jeter and Luke Jeter be heroes in the real world.
Yes.
At the baseball game.
Yes.
But I heard it was pretty cool.
I'm excited. New Arrow tonight, so obviously we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com or 232-7800. Coming up, we got some Run River North. We got some Kai Kai. We got more of this here show.
Oh, man.
Don't forget, 9 o'clock hour. It's gonna be a good one. Shock Therapy Live featuring Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yeah.
It is a serious, serious time.
A very serious show. Get your questions in. You can post them at our Facebook. You
yeah.
can email them, studio@mystaticradio.com, or you can call us 505-378-3700. Doug 338. Is standing by. 338?
Yeah.
Sorry, 338-3700. I'll go back and fix it.
It's all good.
It's 338-3700.
That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. You can get your calls in if you've never tuned in for Shock Therapy Live. 1 hour call-in show with Pastor Nate Heitzig. If you're dealing with something, it's more of a personal thing. This is definitely not your theological show.
No.
It is more what's going on with you in your life. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hang out with you. There's nothing we haven't covered. We are unshockable listeners, and we just want to spend some time with you and kind of help you through whatever it is you're going through in life right now.
Because why not?
Exactly, because with great power comes great responsibility.
Great responsibility.
Mm.
And Daredevil.
With great flour comes great rice responsibility. Thank you, Uncle Ben's.
That's it.
Cool. Quick break. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Stay.